Pull over, lean in. It's time for the Soft Shoulder Podcast. I am your host, Danette Relic of Radical Creative Sanctuary, inviting spaciousness for your mind and your heart. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. The Soft Shoulder is your time. Your time to slow down and fuel up on self-love support, so you can make the most of your gorgeous life. Join me here. Everyone needs a soft shoulder. This is the time of year where things are amplified. Hope seems to become even more important around the holidays, and love and forgiveness. This is where people say things like, but it's Christmas, and that's supposed to just take us right to this, like, oh yeah, okay, I'm going to give more. I'm going to forgive this person. I'm going to embrace my family. I'm going to take it easy, whatever it is. These things get turned up. It's a beautiful opportunity to reflect and think about what's important. And what also gets amplified is stress within the family and commitments and overcommitments and any kinds of the ways that you're feeling left out or isolated. These can be really tricky times. They amplify. So I knew that this is a time of year especially where self-love could use a real boost. And so I asked you specifically what you most needed to hear on the soft shoulder over the holidays, what self-love pep talk would be the most helpful. And well, for all of you who shared so tenderly with me, I want you to know that you were not the only one. There was most certainly a theme. If you're listening to this and as we go along and you're like, oh my God, she's answering my question, I want you to know that yes, I am, and you weren't the only one. I think it's important to know this, right? Boiling it down, family. Family is a theme. Surprise! Family is a theme. Family who doesn't get it is a theme. The question, how can I be myself with my family who doesn't get it? How can I be okay? Like, just how can I get through this? What I heard so much of too is this tenderness of like wanting to know how to get through this, wanting to get through this with integrity, with love, with peace. For some of you, there's guilt around making life changes and disrupting the traditions or the expectations of others. That feeling when just being yourself is disrupting the expectations of others. You know, maybe for years you have just, you know, played along, and partially maybe you did that because you were a lot younger then and that was just how you did it. And now you're like, I'm done pretending. And to you, it's like, oh, this is who I am. To the family, it's like, what happened to you? You've changed. Things change. Sometimes this is about navigating conversations that are full of gossip that you are not interested in, or lots of one direction talk without anyone asking questions about you, where you are listening to a lot of people's opinions, belief systems that don't align with yours, and sometimes that even seems to go against who you are. But, you know, the family member might not even know that because they're not asking you and you're not telling them. So it can get incredibly tense. This is, I'm speaking in generalities, but a lot of these things overlap. So obviously, in today's episode, we're going to be talking about boundaries. This is really important and so much more. So listen in and come closer. Here's the truth. We don't have control over other people. And we can't change what they choose to do or how they choose to behave or even what they want to talk about. And so if we go into these events hoping for people to change so that we can feel better, we are setting ourselves up for a crash. Especially if this is not new, if this is a dynamic that you've been dealing with for years, it's even more painful to put all of your hopes onto the off chance that this year, this is going to be the year other people are going to change to make you feel better, right? This is a painful truth, but I feel like we must start here, especially with the theme of family and how to deal with people and how to care for ourselves. What we have to focus on is ourselves. We can't change others. We don't have control over other people. And like I said, maybe you are the one who has changed yourself, changed your circumstances. Or maybe your change was early and you were the family member who flew a little further from the family tree, let's say. You were a maple key that just spun like, boo, like just a little further outside. And maybe you had a recent awakening and you put a long-awaited change into action. Maybe it's a bit of both. Are you finally allowing yourself to be who you know yourself to be, but for some reason, when you come back to this family situation, the new you is not who they knew, and sometimes it seems like it's not who they even want you to be. All of this needs to begin, listener, with compassion, self-compassion, because this is hard. It can be really painful. It can feel so lonely. This is brave to branch out. I know that some of you don't feel like it was a choice. This is who you are. And how do you bring love or harmony, or at the very least, peace and acceptance to these often intense family gatherings? Basically, how do you get through it? And could you even have fun? Like, does it have to be exhausting? So while you can't change other people, the good news is you can change how you choose to respond to them. And to get to the part where you're making it fun, it can't come from a place of force, of like, all right, I'm going to have fun. I'm going to change my attitude. And you just have not expressed the pain. The pain is important, not to stay there, not to identify in it and like bathe in it, but you got to listen to yourself, right? It is completely human. I'm going to say several times in this episode how so many of you were telling me the same story. You're not alone in this. This is a completely understandable human emotion and a human response to this experience. It's totally okay for you to feel this way, and it's totally okay for you to want to change this. So, boundaries. Let's start with a low-hanging fruit, possibly, or a lower-hanging fruit, which is just logistics, right? Boundaries around your time. Get ahead of this. So I'm going to give you an example about non-Christmassy example, a work example. So a floral designer kept getting asked to work dates well in the future, like into the year ahead, because that is how far ahead people plan weddings and large events. You know, you get married, we're getting married 2 years from now, and you can start booking your florist and the space and all of that stuff. So one of her part-time floral studio employers asks, are you free? Well, you know, the answer was yes, she was free. I mean, of course, she hadn't made plans for dates that were 4 or 9 or 11 months away. So she didn't have any other plans. So she was free. And the floral designer feels like she's obliged to say yes because she's free. She doesn't have an excuse as to like, oh, June of 2020, like, no, I think I have a thing that day. Like, she just didn't have anything else to say. And so it was this, but there was resistance. So she felt obligated to say yes. But actually, she was answering the wrong question. Yes, I am currently free is not the same question, or it's not the same answer as like, yes, I would like to commit to working on this day. Those are two different things. And this person was feeling resentful because, you know, they wanted to leave space open for what their heart truly desired. Maybe a spontaneous holiday. Maybe they would get an invitation to something wonderful on New Year's Eve. And they didn't know yet, but they knew if they committed to a work event that they were basically, you know, eliminating that possibility. So it'd be easy for this floral designer to get annoyed and resentful, right? But it's not the floral studio's problem because they're doing a great job event planning, whether it's a wedding or Christmas or holiday planning. It benefits from happening in advance. There are many moving pieces. It's very date specific. They're just doing their job. The problem is, if you're on that receiving end, like the floral designer, you're not doing your job about being clear about what you want and what you're available for. That's up to you. So I, for example, I might be free this Saturday afternoon. I might have no committed plans that involve other people. But that doesn't mean I'm available because I might also have a very big week coming up. I might have some really important work dates coming up. I might have deadlines. I might have time with family, all kinds of things that I want to be there for. And if I have a big week coming up, then maybe I only have Saturday for resting or for cooking up a batch of meals to support me in the week ahead. I might only have Saturday for giving my mind some spaciousness, for giving my body what it needs to show up to the important work ahead. So if someone invites me to a holiday open house on Saturday afternoon and they ask me, "Hey, Danette, are you free?" Well, I mean, yes, I'm free, but I'm not available. I am not available for a holiday open house because that would require a whole bunch of actions and decisions that I don't have the capacity for. That time is spoken for. Bolder yet, I don't want to fill my time with these actions and decisions. I want to fill my time filling my cup so that I can do the things I have already committed to doing, the things that are my priority. I might love the friend. I might actually think, "Oh man, that open house sounds great." But it's up to me to decide how much energy I have and how I'm going to use it. Every no that you give is a yes to something that will matter more to you. If you're interested in this idea of or revisiting this idea about empowering no's, there's a whole episode, Your Year of No. You can listen to that one for even more on this topic. But you get to decide how you spend your time. And yes, even at the holidays, it's not easy, but you are in charge. So there's more importance on a special holiday dinner, obviously, than just a regular dinner that can be moved and postponed. So back to the floral studio story, it's wonderful that they're planning ahead. And if you were a floral designer who wanted as many hours as you could get, then it would be a refreshing invitation because you could breathe easy knowing that you have work booked that month. Wow, I'm booked all the way into 2020. That's exciting. If that's your goal, if that's the floral designer's intention, is to, you know, hit a certain financial target or to like really get this experience in, that works for that floral designer. And if you're planning a turkey dinner with the job of also creating an atmosphere and gifts and treats and decorations and possibly out-of-town guests, you would also benefit from having a commitment in advance so that you could create accordingly and make sure that everything is prepared. So of course you are going to ask people to commit and are you coming? I hope you'll be there. Let me know. I'm doing all of this work. So if you're on the receiving end of an invitation and you feel resentment in saying yes to someone else's plans or intentions, this is frustration due to the fact that you have not firmed up your own plans or intentions. Now, I know that with Christmas, there is tradition. Some might also call that obligation. Some call it tradition. They kind of overlap a little bit at times. And it can kind of feel like, you know, you can look at that and be like, it's tradition. We have to do this. Or like, this is just what we do at Christmas. And the truth is, if you can get some perspective, like zoom way out like a bird, just sort of overlooking the long trajectory here, all traditions have their time. And eventually they do change and pass. Families grow or they change to a smaller size for a variety of reasons. People move or they're less mobile and the locations change. New marriages or new divorces split the time or introduce new traditions. This happens all the time. Okay? So you might have been at the kids' table when you were a kid, and somehow you're still sitting there and you're 34, right? Like, you're still just sort of the youngest in the group that's there, so you're at this kids' table. And maybe there are less comfortable chairs at that table because when you were 8, that worked, and now you're 34 and you're like, you know what? I want a good chair. Maybe the pullout couch was fine when you were in college, and now you have different needs. Maybe it's time that you request a bed or make arrangements to sleep in a nearby B&B instead. So part of this, knowing what you need and making requests, is also being prepared to take responsibility for meeting your own needs. What requests do you want to make this year? Around time, around the logistics. Because sometimes the more complicated relationship dynamics, they can feel a lot less urgent and upsetting if you do a little logistic tweaking. Like if you take the wheel and empower yourself to choose what you will expose yourself to and for how long, suddenly those conversations around the dinner table, they can feel a little more tolerable. You're like, I know I'm out of here at 8. I know this year I'm not sleeping over. I know that I've like rented this B&B and I can just leave at any time. This year I decided to drive instead of carpool so that I know I could go whenever I want to. You can make a little logistic tweak that just helps you feel supported in the more complicated nuances of the dynamics. I want you to notice, listener, with pure just witnessing and no judgment, if you are playing the victim here. Because, you know, families have a tendency to bring out our childish selves. It's quite fascinating. So do you notice that you're whining about how you have to do something that you don't want to do? Does it kind of sound like the same way you might have whined about having to clean up your room or do homework? Like, is that the feeling that you're getting? The good news is you can shake that off because, you know, you're a grown up and you can just ask for what you want now. You get to decide what is okay for you and what is not. And no matter what other people say, you also get to decide what you will choose if your requests are not possible or those requests are not met by others. Because, you know, we can't control others. So, you know, if you have to sleep on the floor and that's just what's available, are you still going to go? Are you still going to sleep over? Make the decision in advance. I'm going to ask for this, and if the answer is no, here's what I will do instead. This is really worth thinking about because you are in charge of your life, and it feels good to make choices, to remember that you're in charge of your life. Every time you make a choice, you're reminding yourself of this, and it feels good. You know, I often hear like self-love is not all bubble baths, and I love bubble baths. So it's not raining on the bubble bath parade. But sometimes self-love is just renting a car. Sometimes self-love is saying, I'm going to sleep elsewhere. Yes. It's not that sexy, but it can be incredibly powerful. And you know, you may not have it in you to make all the requests that you would like this year. I know this is complicated, okay? I know that this is like likely if you're really relating strong to this, the dynamics are years in the making. And while you can make a really powerful switch with one little adjustment, don't get yourself wrapped up in like getting it perfect or ideal. Just focus on the one plan, the one little thing that you'd like to do. It could be a time to leave, the time that you will arrive. It could be secret permission to hide in the bathroom as much as you need to. Just give that to yourself always, okay? I know a lot of introverts do this already. A lot of parents do this as well. It's like that is the one place that you can go and shut the door. Use it. Full permission to do that whenever you need to breathe. Plan to go for a walk after dinner. Maybe you don't usually do that. Maybe you sit around the table and everybody eats and gossips and swears or argues. I don't know. Go for a walk. Go for a walk to clear your mind and get some air. instead of stewing in conversations that drain you. Decide in advance what you will do and take care of you. Make a gentle plan. Even one thoughtful intention will help. You know, if this is a stressful time, this is not the time to judge yourself. It's never the time to judge yourself and beat yourself up for why you're not doing this better, why you're not handling it better. You are handling it beautifully as you can with what you have in your toolkit so far. Just you listening to this is huge. And so here you are. You're at the family party. Now what? You've made your logistical tweaks. What now? Let me ask you this. Who do you want to be this year? Specifically at this family gathering. Who do you want to be there? Because if you fight gossip with more gossip, like telling everyone about how gossipy your family is behind their backs, for example, or if you fight negativity with negativity, like saying like, my cousin's so negative, all they do is complain, it's so awful to be around them, they bring everybody down. Like, you're only magnifying what is already upsetting to you. You contribute to the problem that you want to avoid. You're just watering your own misery tree at this point. So just when you see yourself doing this, notice and pivot your focus instead on what you want to grow. What do you want to radiate? What do you want to bring to this event? Not what you want to fight or defend. What do you want to bring? And not with the intention of changing anyone, but in creating an atmosphere for yourself. What if there was like a little planet of peace all around you? Here is possibly my number one tip, if nothing else. Have you ever visualized yourself protected by like an orb or an egg, a round glowing ball of energy and light? Okay, if you haven't, or even if you have, imagine it now. In an instant, it's there. Can you see it? It's like a secret suit that you can just slip on. Like in any instant, whenever you remember, you can imagine it and bloop, it's on. I'm wearing mine right now. And, you know, this is like specifically designed cosmic egg for you. Nothing can get in here. All negativity just bounces gently off of its surface. No one else can see it. You don't have to tell anyone you're doing it. In fact, it's probably better if you don't. It doesn't isolate and it doesn't hurt anyone. It just surrounds you like a cocoon. It holds you. Your strength, your magic, it's all yours. You're in there with it. It's a little planet of peace, of power, and of protection. And you can slip it on with your imagination anytime at all. You got it? Just imagine it and it's there. Bloop. I like that sound when I put mine on. I think the sound, I don't say it out loud. You know, you can even just do this like in the middle of a conversation. Like, you don't panic if you forgot to put the orb on. Someone's talking to you, and you could feel like, oh God, the conversation's going to that bad place. And you know, you're just deciding, like, you're going to stick it out. You're going to listen to this uncle say these things and you're just not sure what to do next. What you can do is just go, oh, right, the orb, and just boop, put it on. Imagine the light, imagine the sparkles, whatever color, whatever. There's no wrong way to do this. Just imagine something that feels good. Maybe it's completely invisible, and just know that it's there. And as you know, miserable uncle is talking, you know, you can just like look at that person and like smile or not, and just let the words just sort of pass and just glide right over. It's not going to enter you. It's not going to affect your energy. I would start with this. This is a really powerful secret practice. So if you have just one takeaway from this episode, take this and know that it's very powerful and gentle and easy. Just slip it on. anytime, not just for Christmas. You don't have to participate energetically in the gossip and the negativity. And you don't have to defend yourself. You don't have to be right. You don't have to make them wrong. Here's something to think about. If you have ever wished that you could change your family members, like if you have this belief, you're like, oh my God, they just don't get it. If only they would get it, then we could have a happy Christmas or whatever. It makes sense to you, right? Well, imagine, what if they were having the same thought? What if they wanted to change you and thought, God, if so-and-so would just change and be more like me, it'd be so much easier. Like, would that even be possible? If, like, the family member that you're having this difficulty with, like, if they just wanted you to change, could you just change for them? Could you just change and be more like who they want you to be? Of course not. If so, not for long. It's not sustainable, and it would be just such a waste of your energy. Wishing that they will change to be the person you imagine they should be to make you feel better, it's a waste of your energy. I mentioned on another episode, I was listening to an audio program of Brené Brown's, and she said, you know, I think it was her husband, Steve, that said, you know, I'm not sure if people are doing the best they can, but I know that when I imagine that they're doing the best they can, I feel better. This I just bring back to you because it's super handy at these times, these tense times around the holidays. Who you are and what you're doing with your life, it's important. It's important no matter who does or does not ask about it over turkey. It is important no matter who does and who doesn't understand you. Who you are and what you're doing with your life is important no matter who does and who does not approve of it. If you have left a relationship that was unhealthy and your family doesn't understand why did you have to go and ruin things? And why couldn't you just work through it? Maybe divorce is just not something that your family believes in. Makes them uncomfortable. It changes the structure. They don't get it. They're focusing on themselves. Remember, if they're asking these questions, then they don't understand. You have the right to your own privacy. Your life is not on trial. And you can say clearly and simply, I appreciate your concern, but I'm not going to talk about this right now. You can say that. If you decide in advance what you will and will not talk about, then you can save yourself the time of mentally crafting arguments, which I know is like everybody's favorite pastime. You don't have to worry about that. Just decide now what you will and will not talk about. You can't control others, but you can start caring for yourself. On the front cover of Codependent No More by Melody Beatty, the tagline is, how to stop controlling others and start caring for yourself. If you are interested in boundary work, particularly, but not exclusively, if you have any addiction in your family at all, yourself or other people. If you haven't read Codependent No More or any of Melody Beattie's work, I highly recommend it. Treat yourself to that as a holiday gift. It can be an incredible support and guide. It needs to start with compassion here. I know it's painful to be misunderstood by your family, and it's hard to be the one who doesn't easily fit into the flow of things. To be the sober one when it's all about drinking. To be the introvert where it's all about playing charades and noise. To be the person in transition when everyone around you prides themselves on having it all figured out. To be the heartbroken one in a room full of engagement rings and ultrasounds. There are many ways that we might find ourselves on the outside. What is funny is that often we actually don't want to be on the inside. Do you notice this? We want to be seen and we want to be understood. But we don't really want to join them. I have heard many of you say how you find it so stressful and isolating when you visit your family who are negative, who are workaholics, who gossip to connect. But you know, I've never heard any of you say, I really wish I was more negative and gossipy and addicted to the hustle while riding the edge of burnout, because then I'd really feel at home. Like, it's not really about belonging here, right? Remember, you are here as you are for a reason. Your very existence, your choices, your bravery to embrace an unpopular path, this is your gift. It's what makes you special. It's who you are. And so how do you want to show up? If your family doesn't ever ask you questions about what's important to you, do yourself a favor and let go of hoping that they will or thinking that they should. You can assert and just share a story without being asked. Or you can just let that go and instead ask them about what lights them up. Ask them more questions. Yeah, they're already talking. Ask them more questions. They love talking. Imagine yourself as a secret Christmas angel sparking joy in others. Make it a game for yourself. Imagine whatever you need to in order to make this fun. You have control over how you choose to respond. Make sure that you set up some really lovely self-care for when you come home. You know, maybe there's going to be lots of situations that you can make requests and you can try, you know, asserting some boundaries, and, you know, there's just going to be some things that aren't possible. You're just going to have to override and choose to override. But what you can do is set up yourself some recovery time if you know that that's necessary. You know, book off when you come back home, like book off some time, book something wonderful. Connecting with a friend who's like maybe going through the same thing, right? You probably know other people who have similar experiences. Perhaps you could even share this episode with a friend and plan to be text buddies all through the holiday events as support. You're never alone in this. Trust me, if you think this episode was based on you, you're like, that's creepy, Danette. It's like you're talking to me. There were many requests for this topic, many examples of this similar experience. You are not alone in this. I have been listening to an audiobook called Present Over Perfect. It's by Shauna Nyquist. And there's a quote in here that I want to share with you specifically about when we hang out with people who, you know, don't get us, people who might be like people in your family. And I thought it was really powerful, and I'm going to pass this along with you. Bless them, but don't spend too much time with them. Draw close to people who honor your no, who cheer you on for telling the truth, who value your growth more than they value their own needs getting met or their own pathologies celebrated. So that first part, I think, is like particularly appropriate for the holiday. Bless them, but don't spend too much time with them. That doesn't mean no time. That might be the case with you. But look at the bigger picture of how you're spending your year. This is just a short period of time. Bless them. Don't spend too much time with them. Put parameters around the logistics. And remember that in the rest of your year, you can cultivate what you want more of in your life, more community around understanding, more people who support your no's, people who support your growth, people who are grateful that you're telling the truth. I wish this for you, listener. And my wish for you this Christmas, this holiday season, is that you remember who you really are. And you feel that light, that spark in your own heart. My wish is that you can feel it grow and glow warm in you. You are a light that can't be put out. Breathe, and with each exhale, imagine it expanding brighter. You don't even have to sneak away to the bathroom to do this. You can do this along with the egg orb at the kitchen table. Just inhale and exhale. You can sigh out loud or have a quiet little exhale. But when you sigh, when you breathe out, see it inside you. Feel it inside you, that light. Just like expanding in a color that you love in your chest. Know that you are still there. Even if it's a little dim, it's still there, and you are exactly where you need to be. You are having this experience because there is something that you are here to learn or to strengthen. Maybe it's just to show you how incredibly resilient you are. And you are in the driver's seat of your life, even if you don't have all the answers, even if you don't know where you're going, even in transition. You are here. You are bravely stepping into your life on the path that feels most like yours. That is all we are here to do. You are doing it. In listening to this, you are doing it now. You are someone worth loving. It all starts with you. I am here to support you in your self-love journey. Does this feel like the turning point? Would you like this to be the turning point? You can decide that it is, and we can talk, just you and me. Visit radicalcreativesanctuary.com and click the link. You can set up a call with me right there. I love this work, and I would love to do this work with you. Wishing you deep self-compassion and love from your own selves and all surrounding sources. I wish you light. I wish you hope. I wish you compassion. Take good care of you.